This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. How did that old newsboy call go in the movies? Extra, extra, read all about it. Here's a headline. U.S. newspaper circulation down dramatically in the last 6 months.
The Sunday edition of the New York Times down 9%. The Miami Herald off 11%. The Indianapolis Star down 8%.
Now, the Capital Times newspaper in Madison, Wisconsin has stopped its printing presses. But the paper continues. After 90 years of publishing the afternoon paper, the Capital Times has moved its daily operations entirely online. Joining us from his desk at the Capital Times is editor Paul Fanland. Paul, welcome to Day to Day. So why the end of the printed paper there? And I'll note that there is a morning paper published there, but you have a longtime afternoon paper that had some loyal readers anyway.
Well, we had some very loyal readers. We were founded in 1917 and been existing, celebrated our 90th birthday in December. We got to a point of having under 20,000 daily copies in a market of our size, a medium-sized market, that it really brought into question our continued relevance as a news organization. We started to have conversations about what strategy could help us reestablish our relevance about a year ago.
And you decided to make yourself entirely online. You've had a website for the paper for years, haven't you?
We have, but it started as a something kind of off in the corner of the newsroom and a bit of an afterthought, taking stories that had already appeared in print and putting them online. This is a major cultural shift for us. One of the ways I describe it to people who are longtime newspaper readers is that we're going to continue to have a Wednesday and Thursday tabloid format publication that Wednesday will be public affairs, Thursday will be entertainment and culture, and they'll be printed in five times the numbers of our daily print circulation.
These new papers that you'll hand out twice a week, these are going to be free, so you'll be supporting yourself entirely with online advertising?
That's correct. Our tabloids will be delivered with the morning paper to subscribers in this region starting tomorrow, but we also have racks throughout the city in which we're going free.
Paul, most people now have internet access of some kind, but what about someone who's, say, been subscribing to your paper for his or her entire life? Maybe they're 60, 70 years old now, no computer. What about this reader?
That reader is well represented among the readers that we have had. Our readership, newspaper readership generally is aging in the country. As you and your listeners probably know, ours was distinctly an older readership, an older and loyal readership, and we've heard from many of those people. The problem is that what we tell them is that there seem to be fewer and fewer of them who sort of develop the general interest daily newspaper ritual and have it today. So their numbers got to a point where that model was not sustainable. I think that what they're not getting is some of the national and international news that's frankly available in a lot of other places, more so than 10 or 15 years ago, certainly via the internet and the explosion of cable alternatives, and that we need to occupy that ground, and we hope that they would try the internet and give us a chance. We tried very hard for a very long time to sell more daily afternoon newspapers, and we'd give them away. We'd saturate areas of Madison, and we'd simply year after year did not get traction on attracting new readers. And I've explained and others have explained to our older loyal readers that reality. That doesn't mean they're all happy with it.
Paul Fanlon, editor of the daily online newspaper, the Capital Times in Madison, Wisconsin. Paul, thank you.
You're welcome.